It's time for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by our friends at McCoy Outdoor Company, just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue. Go by and see W and Chip. Ask for Chip in particular when it comes to fishing gear. And our friends over at HMS Marine Electronics, ask for Macklin. HMS Marine Electronics, home of Garmin, featuring ultra-scanning sonar. Choose HMS for all your fish-finding technology. HMSMarineElectronics.com or HMS Marine Electronics on Facebook. All right, star of the show, our buddy Captain Bobby checking in. Good morning.
Good morning, gang. Y'all all wrapped up with your gloves and your jackets and beanies and stuff on this morning.
I tell you what, I just feels good. It makes it like that, but you know, this little patch of dry, cooler air feels fantastic.
Boy, it does. I tell you, we got to remember to drip our pipes and stuff like that.
How's it feel on the water this morning?
Woo, it's fantastic, man. Make you want to turn on a college football game, man. You know what? Maybe it's a hint of an early fall. You think that's possible?
Well, I tried to get Dr. Bill to say that.
Dr. Bill can order that up for us.
Yeah, I tried to get him to say that. He wouldn't do that for us. But
he
said
commit.
No, he would not commit. But let's just enjoy it while we have it and looking forward to this weekend. Let's talk fishing, man. What's going on?
Well, I'll tell you what. We've had not only this little cool snap, if you want to call it that, or drier air, whatever it is, but also with the series of storms and stuff, those afternoon storms and the wind and stuff that we get associated with those, it's really starting to drop this water temperature a little bit. And so, with that, and then, of course, with the big tides that we got coming up this weekend, the shallow deals work good. You know, when we get wind, it's blowing a little bit this morning, kind of a north wind, but it is blowing pretty good. So, fortunately, the shallow deals worked really well. And way back when Wayne's World was on the show, I used to call this the Wayne Gardner tide, because this is the tide that changes in the middle of the day. So we can sleep in till 8 or 9 o'clock and get out there and catch the tide change. So that's what you're going to be able to do this weekend.
Let's talk about this too, because you got a pretty darn big fishing tournament going on as Saltwater Fanatics has their third annual inshore championship.
Boy, it's a good one too. You talk about some nice prizes and a fun format, 2-day tournament too. You know, all that stuff. You like to fish, that's the one you ought to get in, you know, and man, those guys do a great job with it, you know, and they're going to even let us weigh in some live fish and everything, so going to be a lot of fun. There's going to be some research going on with the flounder and that sort of thing. If you get a chance to check it out, I think you can get them, you might have the information, I know you can get them on their Facebook at Saltwater Fanatics and so forth. You'll be able to dig it up that way, but yeah, if you get a chance, man, check that tournament out. Even if you're going fishing one day, give it a shot, because it's you don't really have to catch a whole lot of fish in this one, you know. It's the format set up to where you don't have to go catch 50 or 60 fish in a day. You can, you know, win the tournament with just 3 fish. So it's a fun tournament.
Well, let's talk 3 fish, because I mean, you mentioned shallow water this morning, but what about deep water? It's August. I mean, are there fish still on the gas rigs?
Oh, absolutely, and that's going to be the case. That's going to be the case. Get that net. that's going to be the case all the way, probably through mid-October. I mean, as much as we want it to be, fall, the fish really won't change anything until the water temperature gets over 75 degrees. And that, again, is usually about mid-October. Of course, the fish don't know it's mid-October. They just know that it's over 75 degrees, so they're going to stay there. But, that's going to be the deal. If you can get your hands on bait, it's going to be the deal. Croakers are still going to be king if you're trying to catch a really big trout. I think it's going to be some kind of finfish thing. Although I caught a giant fish the other day on a topwater wading. So there's opportunities to catch them a few different ways. But if I was going to be competing this weekend, which I am, there'll be some croakers on the boat. I can tell you that.
Hey, let's talk about, you know, with this tournament also having redfish and triple tail, Jack of Value. But let's talk some triple tail. Let's talk blackfish and redfish. How's redfishing been going?
I think we've had a wave of blackfish come in here in the last couple or three weeks. I mean, there's been some, not only reports of them, I'm a real opportunistic blackfish fisherman, have seen and caught some more, seen more of them in the last couple of 3 weeks than I have all summer. So I think we've had a nice wave of blackfish coming in. I'd look for, you know, there was a 31 pounder we talked about last week weighed in. So there's some big blackfish out there. I wouldn't be coming in light if you're going black fishing.
All right, good point. And if somebody wants to get a trip booked with you right now or for some of the great fall fishing, how do they do it?
We go to 18fishing.com. And by the way, I want to mention that when you'll see it on the website, we put we got our fall special going on. If you all the details are up there. But anyway, if you want to check that out, I got a little special going on for your fall fishing trips.
Good stuff. Captain Bobby, get back to, why don't you go net that fish, okay?
Okay. Well, the crew took care of it, fortunately. So.
Thank you, man. Captain Bobby checking in, and we're rolling on. Hour number 2 of Mobile Mornings on the way. FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report brought to you by HMS Marine Electronics and McCoy Outdoor Company.